Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to the theme there of an exciting new television event that Brian Greene is here to talk about. Good morning, Brian. Brian Greene is a physicist, best-selling author, and host of the new four-hour NOVA series, The Fabric of the Cosmos, which is based on his new book of the same name. NOVA is produced by our partner station, WGBH. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So let me just ask you one thing right off the bat. I got an email yesterday which said that you announced, and NOVA and the World Science Festival, which you also founded with your wife, Tracy Day, that you announced a live forum for today to talk about the NOVA series and physics and to take questions from the audience. 10 minutes after they email this out, it's sold out.
That's right.
And so you're going to live stream it today.
We are live streaming it at worldsciencefestival.com for anybody who couldn't get tickets.
I mean, aside from the fact that you look a little bit like Lance Armstrong, what explains this sense of excitement over physics and science and this NOVA series?
I think there's a general yearning to understand how the universe works. We have this urge to understand where we came from, how the universe began, what time is, the nature of space, are there other universes? These are great, deep questions. And any entree into the answers that physics is finding, people find exciting, and I think that's great.
How is that reflected, not in the questions of your students, which I'm sure are one set of challenges, but just people on the street? I go to the World Science Festival every year, and people in the audience line the front of the auditoriums and want to talk to these Nobel Prize-winning scientists and have all kinds of questions. How does that relate to your life?
Well, it's exciting that the work that we do, which feels divorced from everyday life because it's ultimately mathematics, doing calculations, really thinking hard about issues that can seem esoteric, when you recognize that average everyday people want to know what's going on, it just makes it feel like more connected to the world around us, and it's exciting.
In the fabric of the cosmos, what big questions do you take on that you hope people will go away understanding some pretty sophisticated cutting-edge stuff?
Well, in tonight's episode, we start with what is space? Most people think that space is just the empty arena where events take place, but we describe how physics says, no, that's not true. Space is filled with enormous, subtle, powerful activity. Then next week, we go into the nature of time. Is the past really gone? Is the future yet to be? We describe how Einstein told us that it's probably not the case. Past, present, and future are perhaps all equally real. Issues of time travel. Then quantum mechanics in the third episode, quantum teleportation. And we end in the fourth episode with the question of our universe. Is it the only one, or might there be other universes out there?
What do you believe?
In terms of other universes?
Yeah.
It's a good question because I see the reason for studying and taking these ideas seriously. It comes from the mathematics of our efforts to understand the world around us, but there's no evidence yet. So as we describe in the program, there's a real tension. That's where the progression of physics is taking us, but as yet there's no experimental evidence, so I'm on the fence, and I'm going to wait to see if there is evidence.
Now, there's two things that drive physics particularly. One is sort of the broad imagination of the geniuses who come up with the theories like Einstein or Newton, et cetera, a sort of vision of what it must be like in places that they can never go. But there's also driving physics a sense of, you know, we got these equations here that don't quite work out, and we got to get them to work out. And the only explanation we have that will make them work out is there must be superstrings, or there must be time moving in two different directions. Where do you think physics is right now? Is it at the imaginative place where people have broad visions of what's going on theoretically, or is it really an attempt to deal with some pretty thorny, unreconcilable differences?
It really is a mixture of the two. And depending on who you are, you have a different style. Some physicists really focus purely on the math and try to extract conclusions from it. Others are more up there in the visionary, like the Einsteinian.
Is that you?
Well, I like to say that I mix between the two. But I need the math to guide me, and I think that is a way that we can stay closer to what the developments in physics are trying to tell us.
Let's go back to something that you said about the first program, which is, you know, what is space? Okay, space is not just empty. I'll grant you that. It's obviously not empty because there's magnetism moving through it, as Newtonian physics talks about and electromagnetism talks about. There's forces in there. There's probably a lot of stuff I can't see because my eyes don't really resolve to that level. But you're describing a fabric, literally, of space that's much more like a – you know, maybe a soda where things are bubbling around in there. Give me a sense of what's going on there.
Well, in the deep, dark recesses of space, all around us in the microscopic realm, because of quantum physics, there's unavoidable activity. Particles are fluctuating into existence. They then find each other and annihilate, creating an unavoidable activity and energy. And in fact, we know that that energy is there. The Nobel Prize was just awarded a few weeks ago for a physicist who found that there's energy in space that's dark, dark energy, that we believe is driving the universe to expand ever more quickly. And those observations of galaxies that are rushing apart faster and faster, we believe, is coming from an intrinsic elasticity of space, as if space really is a fabric, as the series is called.
So space is between the threads, little trap doors where particles come in and go out.
Yes, yes.
Now, you know, I grew up looking at the stars thinking, oh, how small we are. Most of what's going out of the universe is happening way out there. What you're saying is, in fact, most of what's happening in the universe is in the unseen piece of this chunk of space I'm holding in my hand right now.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
And the only difference is, on the big scales, the force of that energy manifests itself more easily. So we can see galaxies rushing apart. You and I are not rushing apart from one another right now because the energy between us isn't strong enough. But it's here, and we believe it's the same energy in this room that's out there in the cosmos.
What's the mission of this four-part series, aside from just sort of, you know, success on television and high ratings, that sort of thing? Do you have an educational mission?
The goal is that people leave the series having a richer sense of what's out there, having a sense that reality as we experience it is a misleading guide to the true nature of the universe, and when they leave the programs, to have a deeper sense of what reality actually is.
The Super Collider, will it prove the superstring theory one way or another this year?
This year, I doubt it, and it's a long shot that it will be able to prove string theory. It could give us a glimmer of a hope that the ideas are going the right direction by finding certain exotic particles. Hasn't found them yet, but we have our fingers crossed.
How old are your kids, Brian Greene?
4 and 6.
4 and 6. Are they fundamentally more or less mysterious to you than the universe?
Much more mysterious.
So you're sticking with physics, right?
That's right. It's much easier.
Finally, before we go, you know, there's a kind of a convergence between the popularity of your books, the longstanding popularity of the Nova series, and this new success of the World Science Festival, which happens every year here in New York. You know, we sort of started this conversation talking about there's something afoot in the sense that people are excited about science at a really high level. What do you think is going on?
Well, I think we all look for meaning in our lives, and we'd like to look beyond the everyday to something that perhaps is eternal. And physics speaks to things that may be eternal, perhaps eternal truths of how the universe works, how it came to be. And I think that really grabs us at a deep, visceral level.
So in God we trust, put that aside, in curiosity, we can trust that really interesting stories can be told.
Absolutely.
And what happens tonight?
Tonight is What is Space? That's at 9 o'clock on PBS, and at 10 o'clock, the live stream of the Q&A that I'll be doing at worldsciencefestival.com.
Brian Greene, physicist, best-selling author, and host of the new four-hour Nova series, The Fabric of the Cosmos, based on his book of the same name. Nova is produced by our partner station, WGBH. We leave you with a selection from What is Time?
We'd like to corner time as a thing, but it defies that completely.
Time is the thing that everyone knows intimately until you ask them to tell you about it.
What is time is really the $64,000 question to physics.
If those questions interest you, the first part of that series airs tonight. It's not What is Time, it's What is Space. Check your local PBS listings. Thanks to Brian Greene, of course. Whatever has you talking, whether it's the cosmos, something in the news, tell us your view by post to thetakeaway.org. And if you want a head start on tomorrow's show, sign up to get our texts. We'll text you on what we're working on for the next day, give you a chance to weigh in. Great conversation going on the program on In God We Trust. Should there be an alternative motto? Congress reaffirmed the motto yesterday. Was that worth doing? Was that a priority for you? What's your connection with the motto? And give us an alternative. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is hanging out with different kinds of stars. She's in Los Angeles for the next few weeks, and you can find out all about her adventures by heading to our Facebook page. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.